and you don't fall into love. That's actually not true. Love is a thoughtful, considered decision, thought out decision to fall in love with someone. You don't fall into it. And she was like, oh.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know, those deep, dark secrets you want to take to your grave, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Join me each week as we take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused and revealing journey of the human experience. This is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I am excited to have you along for the journey. Today, we are talking about love bombing. Yes, that's my favorite thing to hear about, love bombing. Oh my God, if I literally hear about love bombing constantly, clients doing it, and it happening to clients, it happening to people. Listen, I used to be a love bomber. Why do people love bomb? It's a very simple question. Why? To get their needs met, right? You tell someone else what they want to hear to get this internal fix, to get this high, this validation, this attention. I think I'm falling for you. You're perfect. Oh. Then they reciprocate. It's a way to manipulate. That's all love bombing is. So here are some signs that I love to read to people. Are you love bombing somebody? Because I work with people that get love bombed a lot, and I work with people that love bomb a lot, because I've done both. Usually you have done both. So here are some signs. Wanting to know everything about the person right away. I mean, in our society right now, especially with the dating apps, people want to do pre-phone interview dates, which is baloney. Please do not do it. They want to do FaceTime dates. Don't do it. That is a way to try to get to know you right away without actually even meeting you. It's false intimacy. So don't do it. And in that time, you can get read very fast. If you say something like, yeah, I went to therapy, I bet you if that's a love bomber, they will then start quoting therapy words. Oh, yes, I've worked on my codependency. Oh, yes, I've worked on my enmeshment and my attachment style and how I, you know, my boundaries. I'm really trying to work on having strong boundaries, and especially with my family, and like, what are my life goals and things like that? Like, if I could get a dollar for every time I heard someone say, but on their site, it said all these therapeutic things, and I thought they were on the same journey as me, or in the first date, that's what they said. Love bombing. That's love bombing. You shouldn't be using therapeutic words on the first date. Love bombing. Sharing personal details way too quickly. That, you know, the trauma bonding. This is what I'm going through. This was happened in my last relationship. This is how my family structure is. If you come from a dysfunctional family, just too personal, too quickly. And people want to do that so they get the attachment, so they can feel that rush attachment really fast. Needing constant validation. So if you are on a date with someone or with someone and they constantly say, oh, you look so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Oh, you're the most beautiful thing. You're so handsome. Oh, I can't believe I'm on a date with someone so handsome. That's a form of love bombing. What they actually want to do is have you feel put on a pedestal, and then they get you to reciprocate, like, oh, this person really sees me. They really value me. They really, you know, honor what I bring to the table. They find me so sexy and attractive. I need to lean into that. Bullshit. Don't lean into it. Intense declaration of love. So I just dealt with a client. She was in a long distance relationship. And she didn't want to do long distance, but she was giving it a shot. First warning sign. She wasn't honoring her own. I don't really am not interested in long distance relationships. But, you know, she said, he was like, I think I'm falling for you. And she said, you can't be falling for me. You don't know me. That's very sweet, but you can't be falling for me. And then over the next couple of weeks, he kept saying little things like that. Like, what if I said I loved you? What if I said it now that I love you? Like, in different ways, like, you're different than anybody else that I've ever been with. And she just felt like almost like her boundary of saying, you don't know me yet, that's too soon. He just kept crossing it with all these declarations of love when that love wasn't earned. And instead of holding that line, which is hard, it's hard to hold that line when you're attracted to somebody, they come in for a weekend and it's an intense 3 days. So that's why I don't like long distance, because you come in for like 3 or 4 days and it's so intense and you form this staying with each other. And it's almost like living together a short little period of time. So everything's really intense and it amplifies the false intimacy and love bombing situation. And then you go and it's actually, you don't really actually know that person. It's like a short teeny vacation. So anyway, she felt, I kept telling him it was too soon, but then I found myself being like, well, he's sharing his feelings with me, so then maybe I should just like fall into those feelings. And I was like, yeah, but those aren't your feelings. And you don't fall into love. That's actually not true. Love is a thoughtful, considered decision, thought out decision to fall in love with someone. You don't fall into it. It's a thoughtful, thought out decision you are making to love someone. And she was like, oh. So him saying, I love, or I love this about you, or I think I'm falling for you, too much too soon. Pressure to commit. Kept wanting, like, how about we do this? How about we make plans for in 2 months from now? Oh, there's a trip coming up to Spain. Why don't you go with me? And buying those tickets like 3 months in advance. That's committing too soon. Doing plans 3 months in advance when you just started dating someone? No. That's future tripping even for that person. They don't know where you two are going to be in 3 months. So that's too much pressure to commit. That's another form of, oh, let's go do this in the summer. Let's go to Paris in the summer. And woo, doesn't that sound romantic? And all I hear is run for the hills. You don't, it's March. You don't know what you're doing in the summer. Don't make plans for this with this person in the summer. You just met him 2 months ago. No. Intense clinginess, texting a lot, FaceTiming a lot, calling a lot, wanting to hang out all the time. That is a huge love bombing tactic. But people think that's like, oh, that's them wanting to spend all this time with me. And what they're actually doing is they're draining you. I always imagine like a water bottle inside. And if you're around a love bomber, they literally will start draining the water out of your insides. And before you know it, you're this empty bottle inside, just walking around empty because that person is literally draining you because of the clinginess. They buy over expensive gifts. You know, that's a given. They get jealous when you're with someone else. So that's, you know, that's old school love bombing. Oh, he's jealous. That's a bad sign. Or you people used to think that's like, oh, that's how much they care about me, that they get jealous. But I've seen lately that people have gotten jealous over spending time with your pet. This one person got jealous over a girl spending time with her cat too much. He's like, you spend more time with your cat than you do me. And it was like, huh? Like, that's how insecure you are, that you want all the attention. Obviously, spending time with family and friends, if someone you're dating gets jealous of that, run. Run. That means that they are not okay being within themselves, and they have to be with someone 24/7, and they're empty without anybody, and you cannot be that person to fill them. And things just feel off, right? So I love this one because things just feel a little off. Like, something sounds great, but internally something doesn't feel great. So it's your body's warning system. We don't listen to our body's warning system enough. So when somebody's saying all the right things, but your body is actually going, no, that is your warning system that something is off. Something just feels off. And people don't pay attention to that internal warning sign as much. I mean, I didn't. I would be like, oh, that sounds so, it sounds like a fairy tale. Like, he's going to come rescue me and take me from the life that, even though I love my life, I'd still want to escape it. But then my body was like, no, this is not a person that is safe. This is a person that's too soon. This is a person that wants too much too soon, jumping into a relationship, a monogamous relationship, saying, I'm going to get off the dating apps really quickly, or I'm not going to date anybody else. How about you? If anybody asks you that right away after like the fourth or fifth date, no, say no. I'm sorry, we still just met. I really like you and I want to keep dating you, but I'm not going to be exclusive with anybody yet. I still am trying to figure out what's best for me in my life. I have anybody I have on a dating plan not become exclusive at all right away. And then the last sign that people don't realize is all that love bombing, and then all of a sudden it becomes cold and withdrawn. Just all of a sudden, no reason why. All of a sudden it just like stops and becomes a little withdrawn and a little cold. And that's because the high has worn off, or you're not giving them what they want, or you've given too much of it and it's not working for them anymore. So those are the signs that I need you to look for. Now, I love this. I got these percentage of statistics. So they did a survey of 1,000 Americans and they did love bombing statistics. So they're saying that 25% of women who are love bomb have to seek therapy after. I would say it's at least 50%. I think all of them should seek therapy, because I think love bombing is a manipulation and it fucks with your brain and it fucks the chemistry of your brain. So somebody's saying something, but then what they're doing behind the scenes is actually not true. Like, their actions and words aren't really matching their true intentions. So it really messes with men and women, their chemistry. So I think if you feel like you've been love bombed, even for a short period of time, I would seek someone to talk to and go through it, because you'll start picking it apart and you'll go, oh my God, that's what that was. That wasn't my fault. Oh, they wanted too much intimacy too soon and I wasn't willing to give it to them, or I did give it to them, but I knew I shouldn't have and I didn't trust my instincts. And now I'm having a lot of guilt and shame and anger and judgment with myself. So I'm turning it inwards. So I would say if you've been love bombed, please go get support, because that's the number one thing to change the chemistry of your brain. Then it says that 70% of people have had their partner say, I love you, in the first month of each other. Okay, I am one, two. I am raising my hand right now if you cannot see me on YouTube. I am one to say I love you so fast. I used to do it in every relationship because I wanted to seal the deal. I wanted to know that I trapped them to then get my needs filled. So as soon as I could get someone to say, I love you, it felt like, haha, I got them. Now they're in my clutches. Like, I'm like a villain on Disney or something. But that's how it felt. Like, that's what I wanted, to trap people so I could suck all their energy, all their things, all whatever I needed from them to get my fill. And then when I was done, I would go around and then find the next person to get them to say, I love you, and fall for me and fall for the false facade that I would put up. So as a former love bomber, that's what I did. I mean, even with my husband, Mark, I think we said we loved each other pretty quickly. I would say after a couple of weeks, Yeah, but that was 19 years ago. That was like in my prime love bombing days. But yeah, I think it was pretty soon. I think almost every relationship I have had, I have said I love you so fast, which now, if I dated me back then, I would say, Mark, please run, steer clear of this woman. She is a hot mess express. Okay, then it says 31% of dating app users break up with someone who says, I love you within the first month. So watch out for you love bombers on dating apps. Do not say, I love you, because you're going to get broken up with. It's not, nobody wants to hear that shit anymore. Nobody wants to fall for your insecure, your false intimacy, your anxious attachment, you using other people. So if you find yourself like I did saying I love you too fast, that's a warning sign. Something is really missing within you. I had to look within me. Wow. I keep doing this to people. I keep running around wanting people to film me, and I would tell them whatever I wanted. I would make romantic gestures. I would compliment them. I would over promote excessive communication, text, 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 talk, 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 talk. I would demand a commitment. I would resent your boundaries if you put up a boundary. I would call you my soulmate or my twin flame. I would say, I love you. Like I said, I would say, this is too good to be true. Where have you been all my life? I would also look at you and think, what do you need me to say to get you to fall for me? And then I would say things like, you make me feel like I'm being saved. I would make promises for the future. And then I would put them on the pedestal, wanting them to put me on a pedestal. So doing all those things, I have done them. If you do those, you are a love bomber and you need to fucking stop, because you are an empty soul. And I'm throwing it out there. I was just like you. You are an empty soul looking for some outside person to fix you, and it's bullshit. And you have to stop. You need to go get help. You need to go talk to somebody and go, why do I keep doing this? Because what's going to happen is you're going to do it to person to person to person, and you're going to damage all these people in your wake. And sooner or later, even if you settle down, you will be miserable, because you will forever be empty, because no person can fill a love bomber. Nobody can. So go get help. If you were like me, go get help, because it's a serious problem. Okay, 52% of women felt pressured to have sex with a romantic partner who love bombed. Oh my God, if I didn't hear this, like, I would even pressure people to have sex with me quickly, because I knew if I got sexual and used my currency, which was my sexuality, I could get them trapped even quicker. So I'd be like, let's get physical really fast. And I would hook them that way as well. So that is another form. Men and women use our sexuality as a currency to get someone attached to us. So be careful. Be careful of anybody that wants to get sexual too fast. Even if you think, oh, I'm free with my love and sex. If you like somebody, I am telling you, wait. Fucking wait. Okay, 65% of dating app users have felt suffocated by someone that wanted to spend too much time with them. Yes. They're like, let's go on a date, then let's go tomorrow, then let's go on another date, let's hang out. No, spread it out. I say max 2 dates a week, max. And I'm saying like a day date and a night date. That's what I tell people. And if you're dating multiple people, 3 dates max a week with different people. Do not overburn yourself out with dating on dating apps, because that will make you burnt out, then not able to see people love bombing you. And you usually then get attached to the more toxic person. So don't burn yourself out. Don't date too much dating during the week. Spread it out and don't see that person a lot, because it doesn't give them a chance to love bomb you that much. And don't just have night dates. That's really important, because the nighttime brings out people's fantasy more than the daytime. So keep it to the daytime, because you can't love bomb people as much in the day. But don't ever go to your place. That's another thing. People love to love bomb at apartments, houses, in their own compound, wherever they live. So be careful of that. All right, here's the last one. Dating app users say 50% of them say they get love bombed and gaslit into relationship by the same person. So 50%, that's a lot. I would say it's more. This is just out of 100,000 people, but 50% say dating app users, they've been love bombed and gaslit in a relationship by the same person. So you love bombers out there, go get help, because you're hurting a lot of people over and over and over again. But I will say this, good people also love bomb. Good people, there's people that don't mean to do it. They are just addicted to committed relationships. So they want to get in it really fast. So I have this one guy that's dating and he loves committed relationships. And as soon as he gets out of one, he wants to get into another one. And it's not that he's doing it to be malicious or hurt someone else. It's just he cannot be alone. So really underneath love bombing is an unwillingness to sit in one's own feelings and to be alone. So if you're a love bomber, I actually ask you, don't date for 6 months. Don't date. Don't flirt. Don't intrigue. Don't try to give anybody compliments. See how it feels. And I bet you start fucking crawling in your skin. I bet you are uncomfortable, because when you take away that exchange of energy, you then just sit in your own energy and you'll see how uncomfortable you feel, that there's something in you that is so desperately wanting to attach to somebody else or get that high from somebody else. And we even love bomb with friends. I remember I used to do it even with friends. So, and family members, like, give me a compliment, give me a compliment, give me, and I'd tell them things and I'd want it to be reciprocated. Sometimes we give compliments to hear it right back to us. Oh, you look so beautiful, to then hear it right back at us. So really watch yourself. Watch how you communicate with people. Are you trying to get something from them? Are you genuinely paying them something kind? Are you trying to get something? So that's a good question to ask yourself. All right. Lastly, I want to tell you about this. This is what you see when you get love bombed. You've just met. We were perfect together. I love everything about you. I want to give you all my attention in this world. Maybe one day I want to marry you. You're just too good for me. You're too good to be true. I want to spend every second of the day with you. You're exactly what I've been looking for. Ugh. Can't believe you finally come into my life. That's what you see. This is what is actually happening internally. I really needed this to boost my ego. I get an increased rush of dopamine and oxytocins and serotonins, and I'm feeling pleasure and signaling of reward in my brain, and I feel exhilaration and obsessive thoughts about you, and it's like a drug, and my reward center in my brain lights up and gets high, and my brain is happy and chemicals are pumping in. And then all of a sudden a low occurs, and then I become empty and angry and disconnected. So that's what's happening. You see that, but that's really what's happening with the love bomber. So thank you for listening to Secret Life Podcast. I hope that helps. If you have any questions on the topic, please send them to me, or you have any subjects you want me to talk about, please send me a note at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.